We live in a society, we live in a time where wealth is abundant. And it's not like the previous ages where people were not able to show and highlight their riches, their mansions, their cars to people. There was no social media. But now everybody is seen putting their cars on their social media statuses, showing people the money they've got and the luxury life that they're living. But obviously, for someone who doesn't have that much, who is struggling financially, it can dishearten him. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a cure for this. The Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam said that look at those who are less privileged than you. Inshallah, when you do this, you'll be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, those people who do this, who parade everything, they show everything on social media, they should learn a lesson. What is the intention behind showing their wealth? What is the intention behind showing their riches, their cars, their mansions? What are they trying to get out of this? Is it so that the creation praises them? Then this will never happen. Because if you do things for the creation, then it will backfire. If you do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will place your love in the hearts of people. So this is very, very important. It works both ways. The person who is showing it off or is being ostentatious, he needs to learn a lesson. And the person who is observing his posts, his status, etc., he needs to make sure that he's not falling into jealousy, for example. He should always think about those who are less privileged. And there is a concept in Islam called ribta. That's a positive type of envy, where you see somebody with a blessing, you don't desire for him to lose it, but you also want the same for yourself, and you pray for such. So these are the things that we need to focus on if we want to rectify and purify our heart.